Hello and welcome to Faze World. Today, as you can see, we are podcasting. I originally wanted to vlog, but unfortunately I've been up for 24 hours minus 45 minutes when I did take a nap before I went to work this morning at about 5 a.m. So I've been up for 24 hours pretty much because we went to what was called Six Movies, One Epic Day. We went to a marathon of all of the Avengers movies leading up to the Avengers movie at midnight. So basically we sat through Iron Man, The Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and The Avengers. The last three were also in 3D. And yeah, we had an awesome time. We really did. I enjoyed myself a lot. And we also got some free stuff. We got 3D glasses. We got a little badge with a lanyard. And we got a little comic book too. I'll leave some pictures so you can check it out on my blog as well. But yeah, I'm going to give just a little rundown of everything because it was my first time seeing all of these movies minus Iron Man. I don't have very many friends that like nerdy movies, so I don't really get to see them very much. A lot of my friends like scary movies, which I'm always down for. But when it comes to the nerdy stuff, yeah, they're not into it, and I don't like to go to movies by myself because I like to have someone to, you know, laugh with and share with after the movie's over. But anyway, so here we go. So Iron Man, the first one. Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow. Love, love, love them. Love their on-screen chemistry. Love everything about them. And especially love the fact that Robert Downey Jr. basically played himself. I can't remember when this movie came out. Between 2006 and 2008, I want to say. And, you know, he just had his whole life explosion. And he came back with another bang. And basically played himself on screen. You know, this drunken narcissist that had money and power. And it totally works. Plus, I've got to say, I really loved Gwyneth Paltrow because she did something new for her. I'm not a huge fan of hers outside of the two Iron Man movies because she always plays like these little demure, pretty face people or characters, whereas in Iron Man, she was a ball buster. Like, she reminded me a lot of myself, and she was awesome, but at the same time, she was a little soft at times, which I enjoyed. We loved Iron Man, and it was great, like I said, to have a little review going into the next movie, The Hulk. So The Hulk, this is The Hulk with Edward Norton, too, just so you know. The first Hulk, do not want. Terrible, was a big steamy turd that you walked in at the park that you accidentally you didn't smell it on your foot, so you went to your car, you tracked it in your car, you went to your house, you tracked it in the house all the way upstairs, back downstairs, and then finally stopped and said, "What stinks?" But instead of this time, it's not a turd, it's the first Incredible Hulk movie. That movie sucked, so it was refreshing to come back with the Edward Norton version of it. And to finally have a little more backstory and a little less CGI, you know, because in the first Hulk, it was silly. He was mostly this big green monster that you didn't really relate very much to. And he just ran around breaking stuff and jumping over the Grand Canyon. Like, no. Plus, the CGI was just weird. Like, I didn't like that one at all. But the Edward Norton one, we liked a lot. There was a lot of action, a little less cartoony. You got a little more info regarding the gamma sickness, plus, you know, a possible cure. A possible antidote, a possible cure. I can't recall how they referred to it as. Plus, there were a lot of cameos in it. I mean, there weren't a lot. There were a few cameos, notably. Stan Lee, if you don't know, is in almost... pretty sure he's in all of the Marvel movies. He even the X-Men movies. In these movies, he makes an appearance in all of them. Yes. So I'm thinking off the top of my head, so forgive me. In Iron Man 1, he was Hugh Hefner. In Hulk 2, I'm sorry, he was the older guy that drank the soda that said, "Ooh, this was a kick," and drops it. In Iron Man 2, he was Larry King. That's right, because Tony Stark greets him, "Hey, Larry King," and he turns around. In Thor, he was one of the guys getting the hammer out of the crater with the truck, and the tailgate flew off. In Captain America, I can't recall, but I want to say he was getting in the scene when someone was getting an award. And in Avengers, I can't remember because everyone started laughing because it was Stan Lee again. If you don't know who Stan Lee is, guys, he is basically the chairman of Marvel. He produces a lot of, well, he produced all these, and he always has some sort of funny little cameo in them. And you can usually spot when he's in them because everyone starts kind of chuckling or laughing. He's an older guy, much older guy, and he always wears, like, they're aviator-looking glasses, but they're not sunglasses. They're just glasses. But yeah, so when you see these movies, definitely look for that. And then he doesn't make a cameo, but his name makes a cameo in The Hulk when he being Edward Norton, goes to Stanley's, his friend, Stanley, who owns a pizza parlor, to get a little shelter and to deliver pizza, basically so he can spy on his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. I don't know what you'd refer to Liv Tyler's character. So that was another funny little thing. Yeah, Stanley cracks me up when I see him because he's always some, like, just outlandish something or other, like getting pulled from rubble or something. So next time, if you watch these or rewatch them, look for them because it's hilarious. Okay, so after that, we watched Iron Man 2, which, once again, Edward Norton, Gwyneth Paltrow, but we also have the emergence of the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, who is amazing in this, scissor-kicking freaking rock star. Like, I've never seen so many scissor kicks and roundhouse kicks as she did. I mean, I've watched MMA, and I think she outdid some of those guys with her scissor kicks and roundhouse kicks and death grips and this, that, and the other. She was the bomb, and she had perfectly coiffed hair the entire time, rocking her spiral curls. I mean, what more can you say to that? You also had Mickey Rourke as the antagonist. He was the bad guy in it. Now, say what you want about Mickey Rourke and his plastic surgery, because they are two separate entities, but he was the bomb in it. I mean, he was an awesome Soviet bad guy. Number one, he just looks like a bad guy because his face is beat up. It makes you wonder, like, what cheese grater he put it through. Sorry, Mickey Rourke, it's the truth. Plus, you know, seeing him, like, play with the little, you know, he has the little cords, I forget what they're called, like, swinging them around, looking like he's a Hawaiian dancer with the pool balls, or, like, doing double dutch at a double dutch competition. Loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. After that, we watched Thor, which was my first experience with 3D, which I gotta say, I don't know if I don't hate it. I'll say that. It wasn't 3D like, once again, probably aging myself, but if you've ever been to Disneyland, there is the Captain EO ride. It wasn't 3D like that to where stuff, this sounds terrible, stuff flies out at your face, out and goes towards your face. It's more of kind of like everything looks lifted or popped or embossed. I didn't like that you couldn't take the glasses off and see it normal, but, you know, I mean, I can't say I minded it. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland on that. But what I'm not neutral about is Chris Hemsworth. Oh my God, you are Thor and I want like 50 of you. He was the most amazing specimen of a man I've seen in a while. And Chris, if you're out there and listening, call me anytime you want. Call me at 2 a.m. I don't care. Call me. Oh my God, like the scene when he had his shirt off, I melted in my seat and slid all the way to the front of the movie theater. He was delicioso. But yeah, that movie was great. I didn't really know a lot about the background of Thor because I never really got into those comics very much. But it was nice seeing, you know, the good versus evil, especially when it was in air quotes family, and seeing a lot of the effects and how they made it work with the Rainbow Bridge and the frost giants and even the hammer. That hammer was freaking badass. Swing it this way, please, Chris. Or Thor, whatever you call it yourself. But yeah, definitely enjoyed that. I kind of wish they had developed more with Natalie Portman and his love. You know, you knew they kind of dug each other, and then you kind of knew they wanted to be together towards the end because she lays a pretty sweet kiss on him. But other than that, there wasn't much, you know, there wasn't much there. And then after that, we saw Captain America, which I don't know if it was because I was really looking forward to the Avengers and we were finally kind of over the hill, but I didn't really like Captain America that much. Chris Evans, you look great in tights, I will say that. But as far as the story behind it, it was just like, okay, yeah, we have this scrawny kid. He wants to be in the military because he doesn't like bullies. And then he's Captain America doing shows, and then he's Captain America fighting the Red Skull and da-da-da. We got more background on the Red Skull than we did about Captain America. We also got a little more lore alluding to Thor and some other stuff that happens into the Avengers too, which was nice. But yeah, you see a lot more about Tony Stark's father, and you see more about kind of the technology and whatnot too, which, like, it was cool. It was very cool. You know, it was like that step back to get character development from other places, especially with the gamma sickness and whatnot, because you do see some of that here and there, and you see about the shield, obviously, in Iron Man 2, and yeah, like I said, just okay to me. And then we got to the best part of it all, the Avengers, which was supposed to start at midnight. Unfortunately, for some reason, it didn't start until, well, we thought 12:01. 12:02 came around, nothing. 12:05 came around, the lights dimmed. Everyone was perfect little angels. We were no longer texting, tweeting, kicking the back of chairs, throwing popcorn, screaming at each other, getting drinks. Everyone was glued to their seats. We were looking towards the sky, waiting for it to happen. And then, bam, in our face, previews. Freaking previews. Previews were fine. There will be some good movies coming out this summer, which props, Brofus, Explode. But, man, I kind of wanted to see the movie, especially because it's 12 in the morning. I want to see some movies. But Spider-Man, probably won't see. You've seen Spider-Man before. I don't need to see it again. There was a movie called Brave, which looks really cute, a Pixar movie. A movie called Frankenweenie, Tim Burton, same thing, right? Yeah. Which looks really, really cute. Prometheus, which is a Ridley Scott film and has, I don't know, I'm kind of up in the air. Like, I want to see it, but it looks very Alien-esque to me. And once again, if you've seen one of those, like, you don't need to see it, you know, years later. And then Battleship. I'm sorry, Battleship's gonna be a turd. You can't make a 2-hour movie about, not even a video game, dudes. Like, a game that we played, like, earlier than the 80s, to where you sat face-to-face and had the little doweled pieces and you called out numbers. How do you make that into a 2-hour movie that's going to stay interesting? Oh, you put Rihanna in it. Well, I'm sorry, not everyone no, we want to see action. And it looks, you know, it's from the people that did Transformers. That's fine, that's great. It looks like Transformers on battleships to me. And no, I will not be seeing it. And we had The Dark Knight, the last Batman movie. So I'm definitely going to see that. I hope they do another deal with AMC to where they show all three in like a little mini marathon. Because there's only about, what, 3 movies, right? AMC, in case you're listening, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take all 3 movies, do another marathon, give out some more geeky little 3D glasses, a couple badges here and there, and a comic book, and you're going to make a lot of money. When you do, you can come back to me and tell me, thank you, Faye, because you just made us a lot of money, and I will tell you, you're welcome. I'll take 2% off that, because 2% from that will be a lot of money. Thank you very much. But yeah, so we got into the Avengers, which was excellent. Once again, a little continuity problem. There's a new Hulk, which, you know, I don't recognize the actor, and I didn't look at the actor's name, but I think he did a pretty good job. You know, we've got the same people. We've got ScarJo, who once again is rocking the scissor kick. She's got a cute little, it's definitely a wig. She's got a cute little bob. We've got everyone's together, and I'm not going to tell you what happens other than stay till not just after the credits like we did with the previous Avengers movies. Stay Or no, I don't say after the credits. Don't stay until the end. Stay all the way to the end of the credits, because Robert Downey, of course, sets up the most amazing, amazing little scene towards the end that, I'm sorry, I fell out of my seat laughing. So definitely check that out if you can and are awake long enough to see it. So that's my podcast for the day. Avengers, I mean, if I had 80 hands, all 80 thumbs would be up. It was definitely worth doing the marathon for. It was definitely worth seeing once, which I will probably see twice, three times, four times, five times, just so I can, you know, they allude a lot to stuff in these movies. So I want to go back and kind of see if there was anything I missed, because the crowd we had last night was awesome. If you were at AMC Mission Valley last night, you were a part of an excellent time. The energy in there was awesome. The vibe in there was great. Everyone was clapping. Everyone was, you know, awing. Everyone was screaming. Everyone was making jokes. It was the best movie experience I've had in a long time, especially after sitting there for so long. Usually I would get grumpy. I don't think I had one moment to where I was like, this sucks. I was enamored. That's all I can say. I'm in love. And another thing, Mr. Stan Lee, if you're not planning on making a collector's edition of all six of these movies together, you're not smart. Take all of these movies, put them together, and sell them after The Avengers comes out on DVD as one. Give a little something something in the box so people that buy it have something to keep, whether it's a book, whether it's a mini Thor's hammer, which I will definitely put on my bedpost, holla, or I don't care what it is. Just do something special for this, because these movies were excellent. Thank you so much for sharing them with me. I had a great time. Everyone go see this movie. Like I said, you will thoroughly enjoy it. I hope you guys have a great weekend and join me again for another episode of Faye's World soon. Follow me on Twitter at HeyFayFay and look for me on the internet at ClosetDork.com. I will talk to you all soon.